And welcome back to another episode of Ignite Your Power, the Kathy Mao podcast. I am so excited for this episode because when I actually realized this, the energy and things started to change because the mindset and my perspective started to change. And if you ever hear my other podcasts or whenever I say everything, I always say your thoughts create your reality. So when I figured this out, man, it changed everything. So if you are new here to my podcast, I am your host, Kathy Mao, and my podcast is all about manifestation, spirituality, self-development, self-love, and self-care. And I teach people how to live the bliss soft life philosophy based on what I just said. And it's about living in your authentic truth and living in alignment with who you are. And things become so easy where life becomes so blissful and soft instead of you pushing and hustling like what we were taught in our society, what I call the matrix. So today's topic is going to be about your mind and how your perception creates your reality. Okay. So what if I told you that your reality isn't actually reality? That everything you're experiencing right now, your problems, your relationships, your career, are all being filtered through your mind like a processor in a video game. And the craziest part is two people can live in the exact same world and experience completely different realities. So the question is, are you playing the game consciously or unconsciously? And mind you, I am a twin, so we grew up in the same circumstances, same household, but the things that were said to us and what we believed in our reality are so different. We are actually pretty similar in how we analyze and process things, but when we look at reality and when we show up now as adults, I see it. She is way more confident than I am because of the things that my parents have told her and already said certain things at a younger age. And even though we lived in the same household, you would think as a twin, we would have the same exact type of reality. But this just shows how your mind and your perception is exactly how your reality will show up and show you in this world or simulation that we live in. So I know this may be a little confusing, but let me break it down for you. So think of your mind like a processor in a computer. So a computer doesn't decide what's real. It processes data based on the programming it's been given. And that's exactly what your mind does. Your beliefs, your past experiences, your conditioning, all of that becomes the software that determines how you interpret everything around you. So when something happens in your life, it's not the event itself that creates your reality. It's how your mind processes it. Okay, just like a computer, right? So you'll give it commands, etc., but What actually makes the computer run is the software, right? And so when the software isn't working properly, that's why there's bugs and you have to do all of this stuff. But most of the time, it's not the hardware that causes issues and weird stuff happening to the computer, right? Like the hardware itself is like the battery or like the chips or whatever that make up the laptop or the computer. But when you actually have something wrong, usually technical or something with your computer, it's the software. That's why we're always trying to reboot the software, or we turn it off and we have to restart, right? So your brain is just like that, where we have this hardware right here, and then the processor or the software is in your head, right? And so if you reset and you allow your mind to restart over and reboot, it's doable. But you have to learn how to do this. And this is the thing. You can learn to rewire your thoughts, your perspective, your mind, your beliefs, right? Like, yes, you can't change your physical form. I mean, you can do some tweaking and, you know, plastic surgery, etc., whatever it may be. But if you truly want to change your life, your reality, you're going to have to change it from here, your mind, which is such a powerful tool. So this is where it gets really interesting, right? So I said, two people can go through the same exact situation and one can see failure and the other sees a lesson. One can see rejection while the other sees redirection. Same event, different reality. Why? Because perception is everything. Your mind is constantly assigning meaning to things, and that meaning becomes your truth. But here's the shift. Just because something feels real doesn't mean it's the only truth. And I'll give you guys another example besides my twin example. So my twin sister and my brother-in-law have a law firm, and they work together. So they're working on this case, and my sister comes out of this trial, and she's like, man, we blew it. It was terrible. We didn't get the outcome that I wanted or what we wanted. And then my brother-in-law came out having the total opposite perception of, man, that went really well. I think we did great. And you know, we did the best we could, and we got the best outcome we did with the circumstances and the situation. And they were both in the same room, but again, it's the perception. Two different realities, but same event, right? And it's because how you analyze and process things. And then when I heard about this and I was analyzing this whole situation, why one person would think more positively versus the other, and it comes back down to self-love, because I feel like my brother-in-law has been doing a lot of self-development. I mean, both of them have, but I feel like my brother-in-law loves himself more and has that confidence in himself that he's like, okay, well, the outcome I thought was great because he did the best he could. But as my sister, she's more harsher on herself, where she will take it personal in a way where she's like, man, it feels like an attack. Like it's not perfect enough. It's not good enough, because she wants it to be perfect. And there is no perfect reality. And as an empath, they're both empaths too, mind you. So this is such a great example to share with you guys, because it just shows the self-love and confidence that you have, and that's the outcome that you get. So that's why you work on your inner, your software, and that's how it helps you create your reality. Isn't that crazy? And just like I said, being a twin, I grew up in the same exact household, but yet we both grew up with totally different perceptions in reality and how we show up in the world because of the things what we're told or our self-worth. And looking back now, I felt less than and not as worthy as my twin sister. She's always had more confidence, and so she can show up being more her, because the more you love yourself and the more confident you are in yourself, the more that the universe and the energy of positivity goes towards you, because you are what you attract. So say you're a high vibrational being and you love yourself and loving yourself is a high vibe thing. And so you're going to attract more of what you want. And if you're actually loathing yourself, you're being in the low vibe state of like envy and hating on other people or being jealous, that's a low vibe. And so you're going to be attracting more low vibe stuff to you. So this is why when you think of like our reality as a simulation or a game of some sort, we can reprogram ourselves. We can reprogram our mind. And it's crazy to know this. Like, this should be taught. But of course, if you've heard about my other episodes that I say, we live in this matrix, this world, which is created to keep us down, to keep us low vibe, to keep us not in our power, and to keep us so busy and programming us to believe a certain way when really it's exactly the opposite. And so this is why I like giving you guys a example of how life can be a video game, because it really is, right? Think about it. So in a video game, you have a character, which is you. You have challenges, right? Your life experiences. You have levels, your growth, and you have choices that determine your outcome. But the game itself, it's influenced by how you play it. So if you believe the game is hard, you'll experience it that way. If you believe everything is happening for you, you start to see opportunities everywhere. So in a way, you are co-creating your reality based on how you perceive the game. And when you play a video game, it's about strategy too, right? You make certain choices and certain things, and there's no right way to do it, but you are the character in this game, the simulation that we are in. And again, we're soul beings and we forget this. So we're here on Earth for a short period of time, really, because our soul beings are eternal. And think about it. Your soul is eternal. And we just come back down to Earth and be in this body, which is a simulation or a character, whatever you want to state it, for a short period of time. And then this physical body will disappear, but your soul doesn't disappear, right? And that's the beautiful thing. So when you realize that your soul being that is eternal, your perception widens and it opens up and your awareness becomes different, where you're like, dang, okay, if I'm eternal and I'm only here for this short amount of time or just for this experience of whatever it may be that you're experiencing, doesn't it take away the pressure of wanting to do or needing whatever it is that you want at this moment in time and not getting it at this moment in time? And remember, everything is energy. So if you're trying so desperate, trying to grab or try to seek or keep being in this negative energy of I still don't have it, or man, my life is so shitty, it sucks. Well, guess what? Your life is going to be that way and it's going to stay stuck that way unless you change your perception or your reality or your mindset. And instead you're like, man, I trust. I know that I'm here for such a short amount of time. I know it's going to happen. It's all going to work out. This is going to be so fun. Let's see where this character or the simulation takes me. Like, let's just see and experience what I'm supposed to be experiencing and just trust that everything works out. And you get to choose the two realities. But again, we're so stuck on this reality of negativity because that's what we're taught and that's what we've ever known. But I'm here to share with you, there is an other side, the real truth, that we get to choose how we perceive and live life, because I want to share the truth with you guys, because this is the truth, right? We're all a piece of God. Remember that. And if God is made up of love, then that means we're all love, amazing, powerful beings. But again, we're taught to see the exact opposite. And I truly believe that this earth throne right now, in this lifetime, is ruled by a negative, demonic type of way, a very low vibrational way. And I believe that this is why it's been stuck the way it's been for a while, because we've been living in this demonic type of environment for a long time. But now the truth is coming out, and now everybody is seeing how reality doesn't have to be this way. And when I grew up, I really thought, like, oh, politics and school is so important. And then now, like, the truth keeps coming out about the Epstein files, and then all of this craziness with Donald Trump, and then the Israeli war, and all of the current events that is going on right now in the world is just so crazy that it just shows me it needs to get crazy and wild until it goes back down, right? It's going to be a curve. And when the truth comes out, I feel like people need time to process and analyze all of this. But eventually, I see that there's a light at the end of the tunnel. And yes, this is such a very sad, hard time that is going on in the world right now. But I feel like all of this is necessary for us to show all the demonic things, so then that we all wake up to it instead of thinking like, oh, this is actually how life should be. No, this is actually how life should not be. This is crazy and wild. And so with this truth and realization, we're all going to tap into our power and wake up to our own powers and take it back and not let this matrix or the society or this demonic type of environment that we're living in right now take over. We're going to all get our power back, love one another, and create a better world that we can let the next generations take over. And this is why I felt like this episode was so important, because truly, when you understand this perception, or that your mind creates the world that you live in, and once you change your mindset and you realize that this is just a game, it takes away the pressure. And well, for me, it takes away the pressure and it makes life a little more fun. And you start changing your perspective about being more carefree, more flowing, instead of trying to control. And remember, if you're trying to control certain situations or people please or do things for other people, that means you feel like you're not in control of your life. You're trying to control everybody else because you don't love yourself enough. So it just all comes back down to yourself, your energy, the love for yourself, and how you truly see yourself. And again, everything is a reflection of you. So each person in your life, so if even if they're negative or positive, they're reflecting something that you have not healed or learned yet. So think about that again. So say if your mother-in-law, for example, right? So for me, sometimes my mother-in-law triggers me for some reason. And there's some certain thing that I know that I need to look into and see what has not been healed yet. And why is it so irritating? And of course, I keep looking into it. And honestly, it's because she has a calm nervous system, which I don't. I grew up being in the hustle bustle type of energy. And my nervous system is always on fight and flight. And so her energy is the exact opposite of mine. And I've always felt like everything needed to be of urgency. And she's the exact opposite of everything is chill and everything's okay, you know? That bothered me. And I didn't know why, but it's because her nervous system, or how she was showing up in life, was bothering my nervous system and something about me. So that's something I'm working through. It's like, okay, she's an example of what I can be and what I should strive for, you know? So it's just all reflection. But there is no bad or negative, truly, about your life unless you make it bad. You want your reality to be terrible, it's going to be terrible because you chose that route. But if you choose to live your life with full of purpose, love, happiness, joy, you choose that. You can. Another example I want to just share. I know that some people don't enjoy parenthood as much as other people. And I love being a mom. Honestly, there are some times that I'm like, oh my gosh, I want to pull my hair out. This is so crazy. But honestly, I just love every part of motherhood. It's, even if it's chaotic, which it can be, but in the end, it's just so beautiful to be a mom, to be able to create a human being, to be able to teach them what you've learned, to even heal your inner child. And lately, I've been doing something with Jem since I feel like she's old enough, is our morning routine. I have added affirmations into it. So the first thing I do is like, let's go to the potty and let's brush our teeth and do affirmations. And then what really, really warmed my heart, see, and as a parent, you just never know where you get these little surprises from. And she goes, Mommy, no, let's do affirmations first. And I'm like, oh my gosh, this like really warms my heart. And it warmed my heart because it was healing something within my inner child. Because I wish growing up, my mom or dad would be able to teach me how to be more confident or loving and just looking at myself in the mirror. Because, I mean, before when I was younger, it was hard to look in the mirror and not see all the bad things like most of us do, right? When we look in the mirror, we always try to look for something wrong with us. But instead, looking in the mirror for positivity, for truly loving yourself. And it's so beautiful that I get to do that with her and to allow her to have the opportunity to gain the confidence and to love herself. And hopefully it manifests into something more than I can see right now. And I truly believe that it will. But here's the one thing that can truly change your life, okay? Again, let's go back to how your perception is so important. And one thing that you can change is how you get to choose the meaning of your life. And by sharing the story with Jem, right, I get to choose to create a better world, a better reality. And in turn, it creates a better reality for myself. So you may not always control what happens to you, but you always have control over how you interpret it, how you respond to it, and what story you attach to it. And that story becomes your reality. And once you realize this, you stop feeling like a victim of life. And you start becoming the creator of it. And lately, it's been crazy because everybody's been throwing problems at me. Not really problems, but they're sharing their problems with me. And then when they share the problem, I'm like, I don't really see it as a negative thing. I see everything as a positive thing. So I have a client who has a situation or in a relationship where she feels like this person might not be the best choice for her, but for some reason she's so pulled to this person. And it just doesn't make any sense to be together. But in my mind, I'm like, well, yeah, you can't analyze and process a relationship, but if this is something that your soul is seeking and it just feels right, then just go for it. And if anybody else sees this, they might think, Kathy, you're crazy. Why are you supporting something that just doesn't make sense? But to me, it doesn't make sense, yeah, in the matrix formalities of things, but if your soul knows, it knows. And the thing is, everybody has their own power. And if they truly know it's right for them, then how am I an outsider of what their soul truly wants or their higher self knows? How am I supposed to say, hey, that's wrong? No, that's not the purpose. And then I had another situation where my attorney was saying some things, and her perception was just, I guess, in a negative state. And I just told her, like, no, I just see this situation as where the opportunity isn't available to you yet. And that's just how it is. It's nothing personal, I believe. And she's just like, wow, that's such a great perception, Kathy. You're so positive. And, you know, you can't compare apples and oranges. And I'm like, yeah, exactly. You cannot. And I just feel like, exactly, my perception used to, in my teenage years, in my 20s, it was so negative. I used to look at things where I would prepare for the worst, like doomsday. And I would look out for all the negative things. And of course, what did reality show me? All the negative things that was going to happen to me. And man, being in those years, looking back, I'm like, I never want to go back to my teenage or 20-year-old self. Like, of course, I'm thankful for it because it led me to exactly where I need to be and learning all the things that I needed to learn. I'm just so glad that time period is over and that outlook and that perception no longer exists. Like, I mean, sometimes it shows up. I'll still have the old habits and belief systems of like trying to seek something negative because I'm so used to it. That's how I've seen life and perceived life my whole life until I started changing my mindset to working on myself, right? Rebooting my software. Like, I didn't want to live in negativity anymore. I want to live in joy, happiness. And if I kept looking at reality and looking for negativity, then I'm going to keep getting that. And so once I shifted my reality and knew this, okay, it took knowing that I can shift my perception and the way I show up. And slowly but surely, I mean, it takes time, guys. It's not going to be like instantaneously, oh my gosh, like you realize and then the next day you're boom. Okay, it takes time to be aware. So like every time I had a negative thought pattern show up, I'm like, I had to catch myself. Sometimes it was on autopilot, but I had to catch myself like, oh, nope. Okay, let's see how I can actually rewire this or rewrite the narrative. Like, okay, this isn't bad. This is changing the route or something. Like, I had to keep telling myself a different narrative. I had to keep catching myself on and on and on. Yes, it can be exhausting at first, right? It's just like when you're working out. When you start off and you never worked out in your whole entire life, you don't go for the 20-pound weight, okay? You start slowly but surely, right? You start off slowly but surely, just like what I was talking about, rewiring your mindset and your perception. It takes a little while, but every day when you work on it, little by little by little, it'll increase, where your perception and your whole entire mindset rewires itself and it'll change. I feel like I'm not 100% there, but I feel like 80% is so much better than where I used to be at. And when I changed my perception to more positivity, oh my God, my life has been amazing. I've been creating amazing things happening to me. And once, like, I thought it would be a dream is actually come true, you know, like me becoming a mom at one point in time, I really thought that was never going to happen to me. Now I have baby number two coming. I'm scared of speaking on stages or speaking in front of people. That's always been something that I feared, but I've always known in my heart that I was meant to speak. And instead of saying, I can't do it, or I'm not good enough, or having all these negative narratives, just showing up and just knowing that this is what I'm meant to do, I started getting gigs. So I started small, doing prenatal classes and talking there. And then doing it for a year, like, my skills have been better. The first time I was reading off a paper, it was the worst thing ever. But you have to start somewhere. And then eventually now I'm just like going in there, confident. Yes, I'm still nervous, but I'll go in there and I'll ask their names and, you know, be like, what questions do you guys have? And go off from there and then talk through my heart. And then being able to speak on my podcast, guys, now I'm speaking freely, which is so freaking awesome, right? And when I first started, I was like, oh my God, I gotta read the script. And then like every word has to be great. And if I mess up, oh my gosh, like, let's back up. Now it's like easy peasy. And it's the little practices that you do every day or every time, and you just consistently show up. It will just change your life, your reality. And all of this little things have brought me into actually speaking at a live health and wellness event with, like, I don't know how many people, maybe hundreds of people. Like, this is going to be my first real speaking gig that is happening in May, and I'm so honored. And see, like, my reality and the way I changed my perspective kept bringing me the things that I meant to be doing. And not even in a million years, like, looking back as a kid, I would never think that I would be a speaker or even be able to speak at a live event. And now I'm going to do it. And I have not done it with a big crowd yet, but I've been practicing every day, and practicing every day has showed me that I can do this, and it helps with my confidence, and it helps rewire my mind and my mindset. And, you know, even if I kind of mess up, I'm human, but you got to start somewhere. And that's the thing, is I'm not going to allow myself to stay in fear and to be like, oh my gosh, like, other people are going to think of me, blah, blah, blah. I don't care. I'm just so focused, hyper-focused on my mission. And when you have that self-love, that perception of, I can do anything, and when you do it and you take the action and then you're consistent on it, man, it changes your life. So I just gave you guys an example of what I've been doing for myself. But maybe I can explain it to you in a different way. So you can apply this by asking yourself also, what meaning am I giving this situation? Again, reflecting and sitting down with these questions are so powerful. Then you can ask another question. Is this empowering me or limiting me? Or you can even ask, what would a higher version of me believe right now? Because the truth is, you can't always prove what's real. But your mind will accept whatever you consistently tell it. So why not choose a perspective that expands you? And again, with my story of, like, speaking on stage, can I stay stuck in the narrative of, oh my God, I'm going to F up and it's going to be the worst thing ever, and I'm going to make a fool out of myself and make it so bad that I already put myself in fear and I already prepare myself as a failure? Or am I choosing, it is going to go amazing. This is what I'm meant to do. And have that perspective of, like, even if I mess up, it's still going to be freaking amazing and awesome, because it's me. I'm sharing my story. I'm sharing my power. I'm sharing and being and living my authentic truth. And I'm not letting fear get in the way. And my perception in this positive reality that I'm choosing, it's going to go exactly the way it's meant to be. And it's going to be powerful. It's going to be inspiring and it's going to be beautiful. And I'm not going to let any other perception or reality get in the way of that, because I'm not going to let it already be doomsday. I'm going to prepare for it as that it's meant to be. And I truly believe it's totally meant to be, because what are the chances that I get to do this? Not a lot of chances, right? And this got kind of thrown into my reality by somebody. So everything is not coincidental. Everything is always in divine, perfect timing. And it's either you align yourself with the reality you want or you don't. You get to choose that, and that's the beauty of it. That's where the power comes in. That's where the bliss of life comes in. When you truly love yourself and you're in alignment with who your higher soul is or who your soul is, and you're connecting with your life purpose, that's when everything really, really, truly works out for you, and you're living this amazing, blissful, soft life that you deserve. Because we no longer want to associate ourselves with being in the hustle bustle matrix that was taught to us. That no longer serves us. And we're changing and we're starting to awaken. And our awareness is expanding. And so this is the whole point of this episode, is to awaken you and to expand your awareness and to realize that if you do this one thing of changing your perception, then your reality will literally change. And the crazy part is, it's doable, but it's up to you, and you get to choose. And what do you choose? Let me know in the comments below. What are you choosing? To choose to stay stuck in the negativity, or do you choose to be in your power and choose a positive outcome for yourself? So at the end of the day, life isn't just happening to you. It's happening through you, through your thoughts, through your beliefs, through your perception. So if your mind is the processor, what kind of reality are you choosing to create? So I'm choosing to create the bliss of life type of reality. And I truly believe that I am, because I'm so in alignment with my life purpose. I'm meant to share my struggles. I'm meant to share what I learn about manifestation, about empowerment, about loving yourself, and about changing your reality and creating a positive reality for yourself. I mean, it's part of manifestation. Yeah, we get so worked up about like, oh, I want to be a millionaire, I want to make lots of money, and et cetera, et cetera. But you can't create that crazy reality of a millionaire, whatever, billionaire reality, if you can't even do the basics of understanding how it all works, how the world works, how your reality works. Because if you're programmed to believe that you're powerless and that you can't do anything and that your power is held on by two other people, and you think your actions are dictated by others instead of yourself, well, guess what? How are you going to become a millionaire or a billionaire or have the passive income or have it, whatever exactly what you want, because it's not going to happen for you because you're letting other people take your power. But if you take your power back and you rewire that software, your mindset, and you know in your heart, you're like, dang, I got this. Well, watch you gaining that confidence, because then you're going to be in alignment with who you are. Universe is going to send you the people, the resources, the things that is going to get you to the reality that you want, to become a multimillionaire or a billionaire, or to have financial freedom, or to even have the kids, or to have your relationship or the love of your life. Like, if you don't ever change your reality or your perception, you're never going to be able to gain what you truly want. And maybe you're going to grab or get a job or, you know, a relationship, but those are all failures. Like, they're not the one or the thing that you're seeking. And you're going to know. You're going to know the difference. And I've been seeing and knowing the difference. So I'm living proof of this, okay? I'm literally not BSing you guys. I'm literally living it. And so if this episode resonated with you and you're ready to go deeper into understanding yourself, your patterns, and your path, I offer one-on-one intuitive card readings or one-on-one empowerment coaching to help you gain clarity and align yourself and your life. So you can book a session through the link in my bio or at my website at www.kathymau.com. And if you love this episode, make sure to subscribe, share it with someone who needs this message, and tag me on Instagram so I can connect with you. My Instagram handle is at kathy.mau. And if literally you have any thoughts on this, please leave a comment below. I would love to hear what your thoughts on this is, because this truly changed my life, and hopefully it changes your life too. So go and ignite your power and live the BS life. I'll see you in my next episode. Bye, guys. Thank you so much for spending this time with me on Ignite Your Power with Kathy Mau podcast. If today's episode resonated with you, take a deep breath and know this, you're exactly where you're meant to be. If you're feeling called to go deeper, I'd love to support you. You can work with me one-on-one or book a numerology guidance card reading with me. All are in the show links below. And if this episode supported you in any way, please share with someone who needs it, leave a review, or take a screenshot and tag me on social media. Your support helps this message reach more souls who are ready to step into their power. Until next time, keep choosing yourself, keep trusting your journey, and keep living your bliss-soft life. I'll see you in the next episode. Bye!